This is KCUR. Heading into Thanksgiving, the University of Kansas Theater Department is putting on a play called The Big Meal. It follows five generations of a family through a series of important dinners. But as KCUR's CJ Janovee found out, the student actors haven't even thought about the traditional big meal their fellow Americans will soon be celebrating.
KU theater professor Peter Zazzali wanted to challenge his students. So they're putting on a show where most of the actors play lots of different characters of all different ages. Some switch characters over generations. The set is sparse, just three restaurant tables. There's little in the way of makeup and costumes. And in most of the scenes, people talk all over each other. In other words, your basic family dinner.
Guys, it's Thanksgiving.
Just ask a question.
I've never done a play that's felt so naturalistic in the writing where it's just been overlapping and overlapping. And I love attending plays like that, that everyone's talking on top of each other because that's how we talk in real life. Also, I'm playing a child and I've never played, even though I look like a child, I've never played a child before, so that's been fun.
That's Lindsay Rosti. She plays Maddie. Early in the play, her grandfather gives a present to her older brother. Young Maddie feels left out. Grandpa tries to apologize, but she shouts something unfortunate at him, which sets up a recurring pattern.
I hope you die!
As the kids grow up and have kids of their own, this family struggles with resentments and disappointments that pile up over generations. Making each character come to life amid the chaos is one of the main acting challenges, says Kevin Cease.
There's little set, there's little lighting. It's all the main focus is on the characters and the actors that are portraying them. So you have to bring your A game every day. If not, you can tell. It is very noticeable when not everybody is on top of it and bringing it together as an ensemble.
In any other show, if the audience is not feeling it in a moment, you know, a musical number can cut in and kind of revive the audience. But in this case, it's completely actor-driven. If we fall off the ball a little bit, then we lose the audience.
Zazzali, the director, says he chose this play for his students because of its unique writing. With all the voices blending together, he says it's like a symphonic piece of music. That makes it a good teaching exercise for practical things like listening to other actors and working on movements and timing. And the universal themes resonate, too.
Specifically, what I'd like them to learn is the value of a cast coming together to provide an audience, a community, something larger than any one of our individual contributions. I want the audience to feel like they're having a seat at the table.
Actually, audience members won't really want to sit at the table because whenever real food shows up, let's just say bad things happen.
No. Mom! No.
Their fellow KU students might be thinking about heading home for Thanksgiving, but the actors in The Big Meal have a few intense shows to put on before the break.
You know, I haven't even thought of that. I've been so focused on this meal, I haven't even thought about the next one yet.
By the time this show finishes its run, these actors will have earned a rest. Here's hoping their Thanksgiving is a little less dramatic than the big meal they've just put on stage.
Shut up! Just shut up!
CJ Janovee, KCUR News.